SiriusXM's Martha Live.
So, I mean, and this is a good question for my, you know, cousin's children that who just passed away. They're 9, 5, and the other one's either 2 or 3. As family members that are going to be interacting with them in the next few days and things like that, is there any advice you can give to people how to, you know, I mean, you know kind of what to do for, or you hope you do the best for the adults, but is there anything special we could be doing for them or saying or being with them?
Oh, yes. The first thing is to acknowledge their loss and to make it very clear that this person isn't going to be a part of their lives anymore. But the second thing is to make sure, absolutely sure, that you don't erase all memories of that person from their life. I've seen many, many parents do that. They decide that they're not going to talk about that person. They take all the photos down. That's the worst thing to do. Kids really get furious about that. And put together, even doing something that's age appropriate, putting together a book of memories or putting together a set of stories. So you want to preserve the person's memory so you don't give the child a message that when somebody dies, everything about them is lost. Because actually people do live on in so many ways.
Yeah, we've done that with my dad. There was it sounds silly, but there was a diner he liked to go to, and we call it Grandpa's Diner.
Oh, I love that. You know, that's so sweet.
So we go over there, and he's there in his own way, having his grilled cheese or whatever.
And you can tell stories about your dad while you're there and just
honor
him a little bit.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. See, that's the kind of – those sweet stories are really the way to go, to take these difficult events and to make them into kind of bittersweet and touching stories.